Hi, how you doing today, Katie?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Just here for the interview on the South Texas Oral History Folklore Collection. Okay, what is your name?
Oh, Katie Davis.
And Katie, when were you born?
When was I born? The 7/7/22.
July 7th of 1922. That was a long time ago. Okay, where were you born?
And a little dobe somewhere out on an Indian reservation in Arizona.
Okay. When did you move to South Texas?
We come on the train from, got on the train at Chandler, Arizona, and we come to South Texas, we come to East Texas because my daddy had a sister over there. And his first wife passed away. He had three grown sons, which I never seen. So we stayed in East Texas about a year and seen all the tornadoes. So then we came on down here to South Texas where his son lived at Benbow and picked cotton and raised cotton, you know, and pulled the cotton sacks.
Okay. And you grew up in Benbolt
No,
when you first moved in?
we lived in Benbolt about a year or two. We moved to Alice in 1935, I think it was,
1935.
or 34.
How many were in your family at that time?
Just me and Mom and my daddy, that's all.
Okay. What did your parents do for work? For
Well, my
employment?
daddy was originally a farmer, but he also worked as a underlying detective where they follow the criminals.
Okay.
He said he used to ride the trains and stay with the hobos, they called them hobos, and pretend he was one of them, so when they got talking, well, he knew which one was which.
Did you go to school here in South Texas?
Oh, yes.
How were the schools?
I went to first school, I went to South Texas. The year we stayed at Benbow, I went to Lair School, and Ms. Holmes was my teacher. We rode horses through the Gold Alp Ranch to school. And Dr. Albert went to school out there also. And then we moved on to Alice in 36, and my daddy helped make the overpass and the old red post office.
Red Post Office?
You know where it is? Where Dr. Foot Doctor has his office on Ride Street.
Oh.
That old red building across from the telephone company. He
Okay.
built that building. And he worked there and then he made the overpass. And then we lived over there on Johnson Street where it used to be Schubert's Gin, which is now the Alice department where they get their driver's license.
Texas Department of Public Safety.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That used to be the old gin, so now that's that. And the oil mill was all over there. Nobody had ice boxes, nobody had lights. So we'd go over there and get our ice and take it to the house. And we got our meat at 10 cents a pound.
10 cents a pound.
And if you wanted a fan, you had to get out and get a little newspaper, a book to fan yourself with.
How did you all get around?
We walked.
You walked? Were there a lot of cars?
But they began to come in, those little Model T's and Model A's, they began to come in. So in 37 or 38, we moved over to San Diego.
How old were you then?
I guess I was about 12,
Okay.
13. And San Diego didn't have no street lights either, no nothing. And then there was an airplane that hit the water tower and broke down the water tower, so we had to do without water, only drink soda waters.
Did your mom work?
No, she was a housewife.
She's a housewife. Okay. As far as employment for women, did women work, or did they just
I don't
stay
think, I don't
at the
think.
home?
I think they stayed home. I didn't see any women much work. And then I went to the Strickland School and Hobbs School, and it was a two-story school. The Hobbs, where the post office is now, it was two-story school. So we, upstairs, you know, was the third and fourth grade. So one time we had a fire, so we all went down the fire escape. And you had to raise the windows. We didn't have fans. We didn't have anything.
Okay, so when you say that there wasn't any cars, they were just coming in.
There was a few Model Ts. They took down, in 39, they took down the post that they used to have the horses hitched to. You know, those little steel posts you see on the thing, that was for the horses.
If you can remember, do you remember how much your father made?
Oh, yeah, he worked for a dollar a day.
A dollar a day.
Oh, yeah, that was good money.
Okay, let's go to another subject here. As growing up here in South Texas, did you experience seeing racism?
Yes.
Could you tell me about it?
They thought, because I was mixed, they thought Spanish people was, well, just like the colored people, slaves. And all the white people lived around the courthouse. That was the rich part. And I don't know, they were just different.
Just different.
They were just different. They believed in high society and big part. And there was also a big hotel. It's located now where Dina's is. It was a big two-story hotel. That was a ballroom where they had their big parties and all that, you know. But of course, I didn't know. I didn't go. And that was for the rich people. And for the main part of town, that was the main part of town. And then there was big hotels. And then the post office was on King Street, a little yellow building there. It's a little cantina now. That was a post office.
So blacks and Mexicans were treated differently.
Yeah, they thought they were.
Was there violence? Was there much violence?
I don't think so. I don't know, because I never got around too much.
Okay. How about the politics locally? Do you remember anything about the politics?
Something about politics when George Adams and George Parr and all them was in something, because when we lived in San Diego, Archie Parr was the main leader, but he helped the poor people. He bought them food, he bought them clothes, he helped them to find jobs when they didn't have jobs. So that helped them so much. But the jobs, they'd take them out in the fields and work them, you know, and they'd pull the cotton sacks and pick cotton, which I have too. But you didn't see the high society ladies go out there.
Archie Parr killed himself, is that correct?
Something about that, I think he did. And George, I think George was the old man. And the house is still there, some people still lives in it. But he was the ruler of San Diego, and he helped people, they say, a lot.
I understand that he was a ruler of South Texas.
Yeah, he was the Duke of Duval. Duke of Duval.
Okay.
But I think over there on the south part or north part somewhere, that was a wild open west. Of course, I never got over there. But, you know, one time the Texas Rangers cleaned out the town. I never seen so many people leaving and going down the road in my life, because we lived there on the highway.
Oh.
And then one of the friends that we knew lived across the street. He worked at the courthouse, and somebody shot him, and there was always something going on.
Okay. Looking back, what did you like about South Texas when you were growing up?
Oh, the weather.
The weather.
Yes. And when I came down here, I couldn't get over the clouds were low, you know, the gulf clouds. I couldn't get over the gulf clouds. And I didn't see no trees. And East Texas, they had those big old trees, which I didn't care for. I like the sound here. But of course, it's open space, you know, and so many places to the fields, you know, the beautiful fields, and you can go fishing. Of course, I never got to go to Padre very much, but Padre was just sand dunes, those big sand dunes. You could go down there and spend the night and sleep out on the sand dunes, which Mom and Daddy would go with some more people we knew. But I remember where, down there, Ocean Drive, somewhere there, we took an old pickup and we went down there and spent the day and took our lunch. And we at North Beach. It was just open space. There was no buildings, no nothing too much there. And then on out there where the sand dunes was, there was nothing.
Would you go out to the beach over there? Were there a lot of people?
No people, hardly a few. Maybe a few. They take their horses. Now, I took my horse. Later years, after the children was grown, I got a beautiful Appaloosa. I took him out to the beach and watered, ride him in the waves. And it's a pretty place, but it's too much sand. I like it over this part more.
What's changed about South Texas since, how old are you now?
Guess how old I am.
Well, you were born in 22, you said?
Yeah. Almost 78.
78 years old. When you were 12 years old and now, what do you remember about what has changed the most?
We didn't have no street lights.
No street lights.
No, we didn't have no street lights. And we had cars that, let's see, this is the signal, you're going to turn that way. And this is the signal, you're going to turn this way.
By using your hands or
your
arms.
Yeah, and you had to roll the windows down to give the signal. If it was raining, it was all the same. And so you see how much it's improved in the years to come. I remember my first time going to the carnival, it was 10 cents to get in.
And this carnival was here in South Texas?
Yeah, we had a carnival that came out. And it was a carnival. It was located somewhere off of between the railroad track and Main Street there, because that was old Baker. And their water tower, where our old city hall is now, the water tower that's there, that was a building to make the water for the, like the cycling plant out there. That was where it was. And then the streets were all just Peachy Streets. Then if you go on out where Sugar Dip is now, that was the dump yards. That's where you carry all your stuff. All this was just pasture with the cows. And there was no houses, and Boulevard was the city limits. There was an old creamery there that my stepbrother would bring his milk, to take milk. And the cheese plant was over there on King and 3rd, right there on that corner. That was the cheese plant.
So he would sell his milk?
Yeah, sell the milk. He had big old cans. Well, one like that one over there, that milk can.
Okay.
He had his flat truck full of that milk, and he'd take the milk. And then over there was the cheese plant. So.
Were there a lot of doctors around? Say somebody got sick, who would y'all go to?
Dr. Adkins, where the hospital's built now, that land was his. I thank him and maybe one more. And then there was an old dentist. My daddy took me to the dentist when I lost one of my baby teeth. And it was a whole dollar to check the baby tooth and pull it out.
A whole dollar? Times have changed.
And we didn't have no x-ray, no nothing. And you know, I've never had the toothache. I've got all my teeth. But now just think of things they do now. Go to the dentist and orthodontist and all that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, Katie, has been great.
In the 50s now, was you here when the 50s, when the creek ran over? You don't remember that?
No, huh? Of course not.
Well, we moved from San Diego to Alice in 49. And the place we bought, Medick's Yard Works, you know, it was a nice little place, everything. And I asked the lady about the little ditch. Oh, no, water don't never get there. Well, that was August and September. Here come the flood, the creek run over.
And what year was this?
49. Creek run over, come down now King Street. Everybody had to get boats to get out.
Oh.
And there was floods and waters everywhere, and it all backed up against the railroad track, and all that part of town was terrible. So right street and over here don't flood. I know that.
Did the train go from Laredo to Corpus?
And one from San Antonio to Brownsville.
Oh.
See, there's where they... And the old... that old building there at the railroad where the tracks are, that was a depot. And that's where people get on the train to go different parts of the country. And then there was that black smoke, you know, that old coal trains. And you'd see so many men that would stay on those trains. I guess they were homeless or something.
They're called homeless now.
And over there on 44, where the tracks all divide, there was a big old cement things that used to have oil or something on them, but they're just the cement slabs, you know. You'd see 8 and 10 people stay there at night and sleep, and they had their little fire and they'd cook. And in the mornings they'd come over to ask for something. My mama would give them some taquitos or something to feed them, and they'd go on their way. But them days everybody managed. You want a chicken to kill or cook, you go out and kill the chicken and pick it and you have your chicken. If you want some milk, you better go milk the cow. So that's life for you. But nowadays they don't do that. They live too fast. But I think the old timey way, people, they worked harder and they knew what saving was. But nowadays they don't do that.
Would you like to add anything else?
Well, there's so many things to add, you know. Everybody had their chickens in their yard. If they wanted to cook, kick a chicken, they had the chicken. And they had the cows in a pen where they go milk the cows. And you didn't see no fighting, no stealing, things like that.
People used to share a lot more?
Oh, yes, they share and they... If they made, everybody had their little garden, what they grew, they would share it to someone else. And but nowadays they don't share. They go eat. They want to go eat. They go out and eat. No, we cooked ours. You have a pot of beans and taquitos. You had your day.
Okay.
That's the best nourishment you can get.
Well, Katie, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I really appreciate it.
We spent the whole evening. I tell you, years ago, we walked to school. We walked from where they pay your driver's license. We, you know where the post office is in there? We walked that to school. We didn't have cars to drive. Maybe the rich people over here on this side of town might have a car, too. You went upstairs. You walked downstairs to the school. You didn't have no elevators. And I remember the first time I got to go to Corpus, we went up a store upstairs or somewhere in the elevator, and the elevator stuck. Well,
it got stuck.
It got stuck, and there we were in the elevator, but finally it went down. But country life is the most wonderful life you can live. You know, you're closer to nature. And you see more outside, you see more of nature. And we didn't have no radios to know if a storm's coming. You went by the clouds. If you see a dark cloud coming up from the northwest, you know something's brewing. And then if you see the weather like a hurricane's brewing, you can know because it's kind of still. And well, I don't know, you're just raised to learn the weather. Like the other night when it was looked so bad back in there, I told my daughter, I said, you know, maybe some kind of storm brewing because the weather looks kind of reddish, you know, like smoke. That's when the tornadoes hit Fort Worth.
Well, thank you very much.
And you got to fix all that for tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Like I said again, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. My goodness.